HarperCollins and Harper Audio present House of Shades, a novel by Leanne Dilsworth, performed by Sarah Novak.
Chapter 1. A Row of Spiked Railings. Did you know that a deathbed promise has a sort of power? Words spoken with a dying breath bind like a spell. They change you. As a doctress, I've seen plenty. As a daughter, I made one of my own. It took me to a place called Tall Trees, a place that part of me has never left. Let me tell you of what happened there, and you can judge for yourself whether the promise I made was kept. Doctress to Gervaise Sherville, a rare chance for a woman like me. But as I turned the corner into the square, the misgivings I'd suppressed on my way here welled up. I'd been so enamoured of my good fortune at landing this job, I'd not asked enough questions. What did I know about treating swells? My usual patients were the streetwalkers of King's Cross. If only they could afford to pay for my services, I'd be with them now. But there was no use in harping on it. 200 yards ahead of me, set back from the road behind a row of spiked railings, Tall Trees lay in wait. 9:30, and I wasn't due to arrive until 10. Nothing wrong with being early. It could only speak to my sense of duty. But the closer I got to the house, the more my confidence ebbed. Joss had offered to walk me there. Perhaps I should have let him. But a final parting, when I was already worried about being away from home for 4 weeks, would have only made me blub. And the last thing I wanted was to turn up looking weepy. I'd got this job on the strength of the vicar's recommendation. It was unlikely I'd keep it if I made a poor first impression. Tall Trees took up one whole corner of the square, so large I wondered if it had once been 3 separate houses, the strongest devouring the 2 either side of it. Dark curtains, half drawn, gave it a baleful look, as though it watched through narrowed eyes. When I passed through, the gate slipped from my hand and I flinched as it clanged shut behind me. For 2-3 seconds, the wrought iron sound reverberated. But there was no one near to be disturbed by it, only a crow that took off with a resentful caw. The meal it left abandoned was small and furry. I averted my eyes and, hurrying along the path and up the front steps, I yanked down hard on the bell pull. A doleful chime tolled through the house, and sweat prickled on my palms, forming dark patches on my gloves. Half my life had been spent walking into strange houses, knowing that inside dwelt blood, disease, and even death. In all that time, I'd not been daunted. Tall Trees should be no different, but as I waited for an answer, I couldn't shake the sense of dread I'd felt as soon as I'd laid eyes on it. Only time would tell if my past experiences had prepared me for what I might find in a house like this. At last, there was a scraping of metal on metal, as one after another, a series of bolts were pulled back. The heavy door swung silently inwards, and I peered, uncertainly, into the gloom beyond. I'd have given my eye teeth to be able to walk away. But a young maid, around 14 years old, stepped forward, and there was no time for bargaining. I'd expected a stern, hawkish-looking matron, but this girl was more like a dove, with wispy, tow-coloured hair, which she blew from her eyes with a huff.
"Sorry it took so long. When you rang, I thought Madam would get it. She must have popped out, and Spinks won't do anything unless she's here. He's lazy as anything."
Save for her uniform, she could easily have been one of the bargy girls I saw every day as I walked along the King's Cross towpath. Yet her familiarity wrong-footed me.
"I'm Hester Reeves, here to nurse Mr. Sherville," I said, wanting to be sure she hadn't mistaken me for someone else.
"Yes, I know all that. The vicar told me to look out for you. Are you coming in or what?"
The entrance hall was dimly lit. A space large, but somehow close, thanks to the panels of reddish wood that lined the walls. The narrowing effect was heightened by a cloying scent that hung heavy on the air and caught in the back of my throat. I traced it to a thin-legged table, again, that rich, dark wood, where a small lamp glowed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?